listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the data is structured. Now, straight from the eBay catalog, here's Griffin Lee.
Oh, yes, and this segment is brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. We want to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. That number is 888-723-4630. And, wow, we've had a lot of great calls so far.
We'd love some more.
Yes.
888-RADIO-30. Hey, Griff, Kathy Foster, I don't know if you know her. She's eBay's VP of Government Relations and Public Policy.
I do.
She sent an email this week eBay Main Street members about new legislation introduced in Congress called the Remote Transaction Parity Act. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, otherwise known as the RTPA.
The RTPA.
Although I don't think it's much of a TPA.
No.
She was noting that eBay consistently advocates against Congress enacting harmful internet sales tax legislation. But of course, that doesn't stop them from trying all the time. And she goes on to say, unfortunately, there are efforts in Congress to try to jam harmful internet sales tax legislation into large must-pass spending bills. Small businesses that use online marketplaces will be harshly impacted, as there is no small business exemption. Small businesses will be forced to meet costly and resource-constraining out-of-state compliance and audit requirements. This harmful tax legislation, known as the RTPA, Remote Transaction Parity Act, is currently being advanced. So action is needed right now.
So what do we do?
Well, to make your voice heard, I mean, unless you want an incredible amount of onerous, soul-crushing work in being in compliance with both all of the states' tax collection and their audit requirements, you have to go to Main Street, ebaymainstreet.com, hover over the Action Center tab, and click on Oppose New Internet Sales Taxes at the top of the drop-down menu. From there, you can tweet and send email to your elected representative with just a few clicks. And, you know, a couple years ago, I would say, well, I don't know how effective tweets are, but apparently now tweets are the tabula rasa of how we conduct ourselves, apparently. I should get a Twitter account.
I have one, but I never, you know, I use it for the show. My team uses it for me, for the show, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I guess we got to get on the bandwagon here.
Yeah, too. Well. So Kathy Foster goes on to say, with your help, we hope to send a strong message to Congress to reject this tax proposal. Again, just go to ebaymainstreet.com, hover over the Action Center tab, click on Oppose New Internet Sales Taxes, and you'll be doing your part. Join eBay Main Street to stay informed about this and other issues affecting your business.
Very important that we do this. This is a grassroots effort. You know, we should be marching. We should have a big old march.
Yeah, I should have the knees.
Well, we can put you in a scooter.
Oh, so I'm going to go for a scootering.
This is what small, tell me what small business looks like. This is what small business, I've got the marches already down.
You know, I was watching those marches yesterday and it brought back such memories of the week of May 4th, 1970, when I was in high school. I was a sophomore, I think. Or junior, no, sophomore, and we walked out of high school to protest Kent State and the Cambodia expansion of the Vietnam War. And I thought, that was the first year that I became more politically aware. You know, the 60s were a tumultuous decade. I was always interested in reading, but it wasn't until that moment that I felt like, wait a minute, this involves me. I got to play a part here. So,
We've talked about this on the air before, but when people start putting down marches, no matter what side you're on, all right, when they start putting down marches, I tell them to look up the history of this country, because people marched in the street in the 1700s because they didn't want, you know, it was taxation without representation, and that was a big march. People just came out of their houses and marched.
Yeah, they didn't want it to pay too much for tea.
Right, and it's... It's or a stamps. Right we have. It's a right we have to march. So anyway.
The only thing that would be tricky now is, wait a minute, does this march go by a post office? Because I got to drop off these packages.
Exactly. We'd have
items.
To make sure that it did.
Right.
We'd have to.
Okay, if it goes by the post office, I'm cool.
We could
otherwise,
have a little
guys.
Kiosk set up alongside of the march. Little kiosk.
Let's see.
You can drop right. off your packages.
So it's a balance. It's civil disobedience, delight my buyers. Civil disobedience, delight my buyers. Oh, it's
yeah.
a quandary. I don't know what to do.
But
I got to go to the post
both.
Office.
We can do both.
We could, yes. You can march by, even if it's small enough, maybe of just one of those side boxes they come and pick up during the day. So what do they call those? You know, mailbox.
Yes.
Yeah. There used to be one on every corner.
Big blue things.
Now there's, I think there's
now
one.
Now you gotta drive there to the post office to do it.
Well, there is one a couple blocks from me, but I've done a little, reconnaissance trying to search them out, and it seems like it's the only one within a 20 block radius of my house, so. And you know, you can only fit certain size. I mean, I can fit in, shirts that are in wrappers. I can fit small, first class parcels in there, but most stuff won't fit into them now.
Griff, hot on what? The heels of its collaboration with techie media outlet Mashable, to let readers shop the look.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
eBay UK has teamed up with consumer magazine and digital platform Time Inc.
Really?
They've utilized the same type of artificial intelligence technology to launch Shop the Celebrity Look. You can check it out at ebay.co.uk/CDP/celebrity style. Optimized for mobile, the new experience allows shoppers to buy directly from photos of celebrity influencers in exclusive fashion articles from Time Inc. Hey, Griff, how come nobody comes to you and me and says, why don't you wear this or do this or something? You know, I love the fact, I was reading an article about these young stars, you know, the starlets, right?
Wait a minute. Are you asking why somebody doesn't ask us why we're not fashion influencers?
Exactly.
We're on the radio, babe.
Oh, is that what it is? These
yes.
These gals get $6,000-$7,000 purses.
Right.
And they get to keep them. They just want them out.
Come on.
They want them to, you know, take it out when they go for sushi and
what are you
going to
do with a $6,000 purse?
Yeah, I don't even like them.
Is John rolled his eyes right now?
Oh,
he should be.
I would never come home with a $6,000 purse. Seriously, to me, $100 and something, $200 and something is like, oh my God, let's save up for it.
You know those plastic bags you get like at grocery market bargain outlet?
Yes.
They double as purses.
They do. You can just throw your junk in it.
And they're mostly white, so you can get away with most fashion statements.
Exactly.
You have to be, you know, you have to march to your own drummer. Even if he has no rhythm.
At all.
At all.
Using eBay's adapted Shop the Look technology, that was launched in 2016. Consumers can simply hover over the various component of the celebrity's outfit, then click on the shopping tags to find the matching items or affordable alternatives on eBay UK. Do we have that here?
I don't know.
I don't think so. We'll have it. If it works in the UK, we'll have it.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, the UK is like a testing ground.
Right. So we have a special email address for our contest winners. It's contest@voicemarketing.com. So if you're one of our lucky winners for any of our contests here, please send email to contest@voicemarketing.com now instead of lee@voicemarketing.com. Although I get that one too, but I don't want it to get mixed up in all my other email. That's
no, I know, yeah. It's hard keeping your life organized.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's why having a business on eBay, at least you can, you know, you have to keep that organized. And I think that habit is now starting to impact in a positive way the rest of my life. Because I am, by nature, a moderately disorganized human being.
Well,
and as I get older, I find that it's a little bit more concerning. Disorganization can actually be somewhat quirkily attractive in young people.
Yes,
it's not amusing when you're older.
In young people, it stems from the fact that your mother made you clean your room. So all of a sudden you're out on your own, right? You don't have to do it anymore.
Yes.
So that's what happens, really. But you know, something interesting happens when everything is in its place and you have a place for everything in your life. Guess what happens, Griff?
You die.
You're able to concentrate on the other things that are wrong with you.
So it's just never ending.
I kid you not.
So it's just never ending. You're just trading in one neurosis for another.
Yeah, because see, if you're the kind of person that sits there and you look over in a corner and you say, oh my God, I got to clean that corner out. Oh my gosh, I got to put a table there with a lamp or something. I got to clean it out. If you sit there and you do that all the time, just think of what would happen if you got everything in its place. Then what would you be thinking of?
I'd be thinking of the other
issues that you have, probably.
The Radiohead song. Everything in its right place.
Yes, because that is the secret of organization.
Yeah, and I try. I got a label maker. I label things. Like, I've labeled all the cables here in the studio. So
oh, that's
if somebody
good.
Else was in here. I've tried to find a naming system that makes sense, so. Especially now there's video cameras in here as well. I've got to label everything. One's mission in life should be preparing for your replacement to be able to take over.
It's true. In more ways than one. Leaving your passwords for your honey.
Oh, we've done that. Yeah, because that's just that. Oh, I watched a colleague here of mine when her parents died and she had to deal with the estate. It was just a nightmare trying to find passwords to the bank accounts and everything. And it was just, no one helps. You have to do it all on your own.
Oh, so. I know. Big Yikes. Job.
Not if you're listening to this show because you're
smart.
You better
call us or we'll just keep talking.
This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Join the eBay conversation at 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where promotions are managed and tracking is always current. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. It won't cost you one red, blue, yellow, or green cent to call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
Cliff, remember the other day I did a entrepreneurial tip on risk-taking. Remember on you know, entrepreneurs take risks every day.
Yes, they do.
And how they often feel when they make a mistake, especially new entrepreneurs, they say, oh, that's it, I'm a failure, right?
Yeah.
Well, this article that you and I are going to be reading here.
Yeah.
Was in Inc.com, and it's very interesting. Five things successful entrepreneurs know that you don't. Successful entrepreneurs make the most of bad situations, Griff. You got it. If you're not that kind of person, when you first become an entrepreneur, you can learn to be. Somehow they know how to turn it around and make it work in their favor, whether it's in their professional or personal life. And what's interesting is that they didn't necessarily pick up this skill through a classroom lesson. They learned through years of hard work, failures, and experiments. As a budding entrepreneur, you too can find success by following their example. In addition to the crucial entrepreneurial skills you already possess, here are five important life lessons you can learn from successful entrepreneurs. Griff, give us the first one.
Learn from your failures. We talk about this a lot on the show. The most important life lesson entrepreneurs can teach you is that failure is not necessarily bad. It shouldn't be the end of your entrepreneurial efforts, and it shouldn't dissuade you from pursuing your other life goals either. In fact, failure should serve as a lesson and help you make better choices in the future. Even Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX fame constantly questions himself and looks for ways to do things better.
Number two is make calculated decisions, because impulsive behavior can be a huge setback for an entrepreneur. And Griff, this is kind of a confusing one for a lot of especially new entrepreneurs, because on one hand we tell them, okay, don't do anything by impulse, and on the other hand we tell them that entrepreneurs often have to make decisions on the fly.
Yes.
You just have to be careful which type you make. Regardless of the size of your company or your business venture, you always have a lot at stake when making business decisions. It's usually never a good idea to let your emotions control you.
Oh, brother.
Instead, you need to make calculated decisions by weighing all the variables to ensure that there are no regrets. Sometimes it's true, though, Griff, you do have to do that on the fly. But you just think of the pros and cons of this decision and then make it. Some people, they have, what do they call it, analysis paralysis?
Oh, I know.
They just can't make decisions because they're afraid they're going to make a mistake. That's another risk-taking thing that entrepreneurs do, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Bill Gates set excellent example of this when he claimed to have written a programming language for the MIT's Altair 8000, even though he hadn't.
You mean the MITS?
Yes.
It's not the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
The MITS Altair 8000. Is that a computer?
Yeah, it was one of the first personal computers. You can find them on eBay occasionally, but they sell for like tens of thousands of dollars.
He claimed to have written a programming language for it, even though he hadn't. Then he worked with his childhood friend Alan to develop what we now call BASIC. Although he took a big risk, it was all calculated because he knew he could deliver.
Yeah, it was a pretty big risk.
Yeah, but
he was
knew that he could deliver it.
If you explore the biographies of the world's most famous entrepreneurs, you will find that for any of them, the one thing they share in common is that the road to success was not one straight upward line. There were setbacks, there were failures, there were catastrophes, there was self-doubt, there was, you know, moments of, I'm never going to recover. But it's that, no, that's in the past, now we're going to focus on what we're doing now, how do we learn from this and continue. Those are the people that through determination as well as hard work and focus and a refusal to stay down, those are the people who succeed.
And The third one is believe in yourself. Tell us about that, Greg.
Well, you know, as cliche as this might sound, entrepreneurs build success by learning to believe in themselves. Self-doubt can hold you back and prevent you from achieving your full potential. And this holds true not just in the world of entrepreneurship, but across all different types of careers. So if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to put too much importance on all the hurdles along the way. You're going to put too much importance, I meant to say. So you could find yourself holding back from executing an idea that has high chances of success just because of negative feedback or a challenge. If Larry Page had listened to naysayers, we wouldn't have Google today. You know, and it's true in my own life. I remember when I was first fascinated by eBay and was spending all that time on the site learning how it works, and my friends thought I was crazy, and they said, well, that's just never going to work. But you know, if you believe in something, you have to follow it through. How many people are listening to this who were not business people, did not have a presence on eBay, and then decided to do so, and perhaps friends or family members, well-intentioned, were giving messages either, subtle or explicit that, oh, you're never going to succeed doing that. And even if it wasn't focused on you, it's like, oh, well, no one can make a living on eBay. Well, you can't sell online. That's really...
It's not a real business.
Right. And I always wonder, you know, was I one of those people at one time, and I may have been, but now when somebody tells me about a new venture, I say, I really hope this works for you. You focus on it. And no matter what I might think, because unless they ask me for an opinion, and even then... When people ask you for opinion, you have to think carefully about whether or not you're actually going to give it to them. I'm not going to bring somebody down. But, you know, this idea that, the risk in believing yourself, we see this a lot. You know, we see it on the show when people, they're in a total frenzy about some new policy change. And I'm going to tell you right now, 30-day free returns as an option. You know, we talked about it in the seller update. We've mentioned a few times before, starting in June, if you want the 10% final value discount, if you're a top rated seller, only those listings that offer 30-day free returns and 1-day handling are going to be eligible for that discount. And there are sellers who say, well, that's the end of me. And I can't believe you do this to me. And they take it personally and it's emotional. It's like, what if we sat around in a room and we said, you know what Mary's really going to love? She's going to really freak out if we just make this a requirement now for the 10%. That's a good reason to do it. No, that's not how it works. And unless you've tested and tracked the economics, you don't know if it's going to work either. You have to take that step.
So we are reading an article by Shane Barker for Inc.com. And it's called 5 Things Successful Entrepreneurs Know That You Don't. We've talked about learning from your failures and making calculated decisions. And Griff just talked about believing in yourself. The 4th thing is learn to work with others. There's a very common misconception, Griff, that successful entrepreneurs work alone and tend to be very controlling. But if you observe entrepreneurs like Sir Richard Branson closely, you'll find that the opposite is true. He maintains a healthy relationship with his employees and even writes personal letters to them. And that's why it's crucial that you learn to work well with others, even if you consider yourself more of a loner. And Griff, a lot of entrepreneurs do consider themselves a loner.
And they refuse. They can't delegate.
You need to find a way to adapt if you want to be successful. You should surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share the same passion of seeing your idea come to life.
I mean, you do this if it was not selling on eBay. Say you wanted to be in a rock band. You're not going to search out people who are only interested in classical music.
Oh, no.
You're going to seek out people who share the same passion for this genre as you do. Now, it's the same thing about, but I think this applies to our audience mostly when it comes to that term delegation. Which is, you know, I'm the only person who can pack and ship my items the way that they should be, so I can't delegate.
And that is holding you back, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Because if you have somebody to do some of those little things, you can concentrate on product sourcing and listing.
You know who's guilty of that?
You.
Yeah. I had to really work at it. I've believed most of my life that the only way I can get something done is doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in my...
Sort of a narcissistic thing.
It's only in my approaching enfeeblement that I've actually learned that, no, you know what? There are other people who are really good at doing things just as well as you can.
Exactly.
And, oh, what a fool I was for not roping them into doing those tasks when I was younger. It would have freed up more time for me to do other things.
So?
And it would have been more fun.
Number five.
Number five is, it's not just...
This is right up your alley, number five.
It is.
Yep.
It's not just about you or your competitors. According to one famously successful entrepreneur, entrepreneurs should obsess over their customers instead of obsessing over their competitors. In addition, the needs of your customers should be more important than your own needs. By fulfilling your customers' needs, you can win their loyalty and eventually establish yourself as a successful entrepreneur, beating your competitors in the process. Even in your personal life, learning to be selfless and to empathize with other people can get you a long way. One study even found that there's a striking correlation between selflessness and happiness. These five valuable life lessons, Lee, from successful entrepreneurs, can help all of us build our own successes in the field of entrepreneurship. And at the same time, these lessons also have a purpose in our own personal lives to help us achieve growth and happiness.
I find it interesting that they always bring up these rich and famous guys, Sir Richard Branson and Bill Gates and Larry Page, you know, all these people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I keep trying to explain to new entrepreneurs, you are an entrepreneur, just like Larry Page, just like Sir Richard Branson. You may not be going to Mars or to the moon, but you're going to the post office with a bunch of packages.
Yeah.
You are an entrepreneur.
That's it. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're ready for your questions, so fire away at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seiple and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.